Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. In a week featuring the release of the Tony George Clooney production The Monuments Men and the silly animated comedy The Lego Movie, it shouldn't surprise anyone that the better of the two is The Lego Movie? Well, it's true. Well-produced and oddly endearing, The Lego Movie is a clever satire that could prove to be, wait for it, a blockbuster. Brash, cheeky, and fast-moving, The Lego Movie offers us a comic adventure in an alternate Lego universe that's an inventive send-up of pop culture. Chris Pratt provides the voice of Emmett, a nerdy construction worker who's mistaken for a special, the subject of a prophecy who's to save his Lego world from an evil entity that's bent at cementing the Lego world in place. Other major members of the voice cast include Will Ferrell, Morgan Freeman, Elizabeth Banks, and Will Arnett. While it loses steam along the way, The Lego Movie is an entertaining fantasy that should appeal to anyone who's ever played with the Danish building blocks, and that's just about everyone. George Clooney's The Monuments Men is a perfectly respectable, well-produced, and reverent salute to the men who saved priceless art from the Nazis. Dramatically, however, it sputters like an old World War II Jeep. Clooney stars in this historic epic, also serving as director and co-writer. Matt Damon, Bill Murray, Bob Balaban, Jean Dujardin, John Goodman, Hugh Bonneville, and Cate Blanchett provide support. While well-intentioned, The Monuments Men is a bit dull, never quite generating the excitement and intensity that the subject matter should provide. The Monuments Men will never be mistaken for a great work of art. Also opening this week, Vampire Academy is a horror comedy aimed at teens that was hidden from the critics. Always a bad sign. A Field in England is an unrated horror film set in 1648 about a group of deserters who leave the field of battle only to fall victim to something worse than war. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!